Our first, we gotta make sure it's recorded. Cause I folded last time.
Yeah, you folded like a motherfucker. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Last time.
Hold on, what happened to the whole footage though?
Hey, look.
Okay,
no, it wasn't the whole footage.
The whole audio.
Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I dropped my whole SD card down the drain.
Yeah, nigga, you're a loser.
Whole SD card down the drain.
But listen, y'all have seen her before, man. The first guest we've ever had ever on this podcast. I think it was what, our third episode?
It was technically the second thing we ever shot, but it was the third episode. It was the other, because she stayed on my floor. I was an RA, and I was like, hey, bro, come on the pod, bro.
You did.
What made you sit down with us and, you know, be on the pod the first time?
Oh, y'all my niggas, bro. I had to. Like, I knew Trey, you feel me?
My fault.
It's not on?
No, it's on. You just the wrong way.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Nah, I knew y'all type shit, so I was just like, fuck it, let's do it, you feel me? Like, I do music. Y'all was popping, you feel me? Like, Start something new.
For sure. Appreciate it.
Lock that in. You feel me? Y'all still post the whole like YouTube video or y'all do?
Yeah. We post the whole entire YouTube video. Check us out. Make sure y'all are like, subscribing, and commenting also.
Okay? Please.
We trying to get to that 500.
Yeah, we almost there. We are like 316.
Yeah, we almost
there. I watch it every day.
Get them to 500 on God.
Appreciate it.
Please. I want this episode. Give us 200 subscribers this episode.
200 subscribers this episode. We need it.
I need 200 this episode.
No cap. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Start it out.
Oh, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million. And
you have now tuned into Listening to Million.
Listen. This is deeper than a podcast. I need you. I want you to come sit down with us.
And today, it's nap time. She don't even know I'm recording that, but we're definitely throwing that in there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nap time.
You Gucci? You all right?
It's nap time.
You good?
Yeah,
because
I
quit laughing. Hey, you know, what time is it? Nigga, it's homecoming season. We going up. It's homecoming season out here. Y'all gonna be straight. Y'all seem like y'all twisted right now.
I promise my twin's good. Let's just focus on you for me. They good. My twin is good.
I
gotta focus. My twin good.
It's only 10 p.m. y'all.
I'm saying you good.
I'm here. What's up?
Okay.
You know my body.
Who's the DD? Who's the designated driver?
I'm the DD. Fuck you talk about.
Oh, you?
Yeah, you don't even trust the DD, bro.
Oh,
you
shit,
can't trust. And there's a prime example why you can't trust the DD.
I'm the DD, I'm the DD.
Everybody on the road is screwed.
Y'all remember that girl that fucked up, three cars in the mailbox last homecoming?
What?
Yes, sir.
Hey, no cap, I ran over somebody's mailbox before. I ain't gonna lie. It was Dion's fault. Y'all know Dion.
Dion said he wanna come on. We gotta get him on.
We gotta get him on.
I hit a mailbox before, too, in my dad's truck.
For real?
It happened.
And I drove off.
Bro, I hit it in my mama's range, bro. I hit it in the range. The supercharge, like, it was crazy.
It didn't move. Like, my dad truck wasn't damaged. The mailbox shifted, like, a quarter inch. So I was like, oh, shit. I was like, damn.
That's all y'all hit?
That's all.
Because I've hit my neighbor's car.
Oh, you tripping.
I left a fat-ass dick. So I backed out. And their car was, like, right across the street outside the driveway. I hit that shit. I backed right in that motherfucker. Put that shit in park and went to sleep. Because I was like, yo. If nobody seen that shit, then we good. They came outside looking at a fat ass dent. I acted like I ain't seen shit,
You left a note
shit,
with
nigga.
Some Snickers? I said, I can't
wouldn't leave
it.
Shit, nigga. I wasn't leaving no evidence whatsoever.
Your parents probably took the fall for that one.
No, nobody got caught.
Oh, you was straight? No cameras? Straight.
No
good.
Cameras, nothing. No cameras, nothing.
Now they know. Neighbors, he did this shit.
No cap. Bruh, so the season again is homecoming season, right?
Yeah.
Sure. This will be my first homecoming that I've actually like popped out to. What are some tips that you can give me for this whole entire week? What are some tips that you can give me to survive this homecoming season? I don't.
Duh, nigga.
You die.
Duh, what?
That's the purpose.
What?
Yeah, my freshman year, I died on homecoming.
Say, swear to God.
You died?
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Nigga said I died.
I died.
Now, explain what caused your death.
What's that?
You remember that story with the weed I told you? Did I ever say that on here? I said it on here before.
I think you did. That was homecoming?
That was homecoming. And it was also his birthday. So it just doubled up as a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I was talking to Jesus.
Yeah, I feel, that's what it felt like.
I feel like a tip for homecoming, don't stop drinking. No matter what, don't stop drinking.
Don't stop.
That's my tipski. You feel me? Listen, y'all have to understand how serious she is.
She just called her mom and said, "Mom, take a shot."
I sure did.
How in the fuck?
And my mommy's gonna do it. You feel me? Word to my mom, she's gonna do it.
For homecoming season, you called your mom and said, "Take a shot."
I did. Don't put me on the spot, but I did.
Crazy as fuck.
And guess what? She's gonna take it.
When?
She's gonna call me and take it. Trust and believe.
Crazy, man. That's crazy.
I'm saying you cannot stop drinking because as soon as you stop, you're done for the whole week.
Damn, for real, it's like that.
But you gotta, you know, stay hydrated. Don't die. No, okay, die. Fuck it.
It's okay to die.
Just die.
Just come back to life like I did.
Fuck it, just die.
I feel it. And you know what makes it worse about this? You know what makes it worse is that like refunds dropped. Right before
they knew what they was doing.
They did. Honestly, I felt like it was God at first, but then I realized that's the devil. No cap.
The devil,
first thing I did was grab a bottle of Hennessy.
Temptations.
Like
niggas do not know.
Bro.
Temptations. The devil was on your ass.
No cap.
And I ain't gonna lie, I let him win a little bit today.
You said what?
I let him win a little bit. We got two bottles today.
Damn.
Yes, sir. And that's the first one.
He won it. I
look at my friends.
She took a nap earlier.
I win.
They taking shifts.
Ouch.
She taking a nap. Now they just taking shifts. You good?
I feel it.
Kiki good.
You gonna take a nap too?
Kiki sober. But guess what? Twin, have I not been driving the whole night? I've been straight. We'll be good. I'm gonna make sure we get there.
So when are y'all gonna alternate like drivers throughout the week?
Mm-hmm. She should be the one driving.
No, I'm Kiki saying. Should be. Kiki, I really want some of that pasta. We gonna vibe. She got some pasta.
Oh yeah, it's a wrap. Oh yeah, everybody in the room gonna get some.
Kiki, you wanna give her some pasta?
What's up, pasta?
Go ahead,
not on the camera. Not on the camera.
Give her some pasta. Come
on the camera.
Hand out the pasta. I'll come with
you. Can you make me a plate too?
Excuse
her.
She ain't gonna make it upstairs.
Let's just get into how I offer both of them a shot and they both pussied out, right?
Whoa. Chill. I had to realize, I was like, the first pod that we did, I was drunk as fuck. And Trey loves that pod for some reason.
I love it. That's my favorite one.
Is it really?
Yeah, this is my favorite one.
Oh my God, I didn't know.
Trey loves that one.
You know, Trey, I feel like I was talking too much that podcast.
And you
podcast,
know what's crazy?
Bro.
And that was what we probably fucked up major because Mill's phone had died and nobody knew.
No.
Really?
Yes.
So we had like hella missing for
yeah,
footage.
So it was just on you the whole time.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
And look, me and my was looking at it and she was like, yeah, you're drunk as fuck. I'm like, yeah, I was talking my shit. I was drunk as fuck.
For the camera to be on you that long, we could just see the progression. I was like, God.
Yeah, I was over with. But I really want them to take a shot. But you know what? It's whatever. They lame.
Oh, damn, the microphone died.
Microphone died?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
It's no, cool. Because we still have these mics right
so they
here.
They can hear it. Okay. Yeah.
I just got to unplug that mic so Mel can hear it at some point in time.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Let's get
How
it.
Many minutes in are we? So only the first clip not going to have audio. The second clip will.
All right, that's cool.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, none on there.
Okay.
Because I don't know how that's brand new batteries.
All right.
They fell out.
What?
Look, nigga, that shit wide open.
So y'all not going to take a shot?
We going to...
But you're not. I don't want to.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. This is my job. You know,
I want this
to be my job.
I hate you.
So as soon as we hit the last minute mark, I'll take the shot. All right. And then we're going to pull up.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm going to pull up to the party also. So.
I respect that. Yeah, we all going out after this. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Not rushing, y'all. We chilling.
For sure. So, Trey, how in the hell are you doing? Well, first, Sky, how in the hell are you doing?
Man, I'm good. It's a new lifestyle I'm living right now, but I love it. You feel me? I'm single, unfortunately, but.
Is this recent?
Ooh.
How recent we talking?
We talking about like last Thursday.
Damn!
I missed you.
Damn, you missed it.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, tell me you missed on the podcast.
I did too.
Hey,
not you missing, bro.
Mel, do it. We all do it, bro.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. If you on this pod, you're gonna confess one time. You're gonna confess one goddamn time. I'm confessing. You confess. We got Sky confessing. Trill. That nigga Trill confessed. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
I'm not gonna lie, I miss you, but I love that we took this time apart to grow and to mature. No cap.
So what was it? Was it a mutual thing or she broke up with
she
you?
She broke up with me, twin. Yeah. Hold on. For y'all, Joan. It was a mature, like, healthy thing. Like, no cap. Like,
How are we going to call it mature? Like, what was so mature about it? Mature.
Because she kept it a bug. Like, I could feel it. If you feel me, she lied. But she kept it a bug with everything. You feel me? Like, it's no love lost. You feel me? Like, she cool. I'm cool. Like, I wish her number the best.
So, what was her issue? What was the issue? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm toxic as fuck.
Be like that sometimes.
But I'm going to just keep it real. Am I going to keep it real on the podcast?
Yes, of course.
Not to.
I feel like it's you know, two plays a role. But I feel like sometimes you can overdo too much to a person. It's like, it's only right for them to walk away. But, you never know what happens in the future.
Okay, so when you say you're toxic, I need you to go in more depth.
I'm crazy, y'all. Like that's your friend? No, y'all are fucking.
Ooh, yeah, so jealousy toxic.
I'm a jealous toxic, bro. Oh, jealous toxic, bro. I'm a jealous toxic.
Damn, so she had a friend.
Okay. We're not going to do all that on the podcast.
Okay, that's fair.
I already told y'all I miss her, and that's what I wanted to see.
That's fair. That's
understandable.
But just know.
Perfect timing. See, if we would have did it on Thursday, now I understand why we couldn't do it on Thursday.
Because I was like, you know.
I feel it.
Nigga blamed it on the hairdo. Nah.
Nah, but the haircut is there today. The hair is done and it's there.
So, like, there's no chances of y'all getting back together?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what the future holds. But I love her. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And I would love to be friends. I don't think relationships right now is in the question.
Okay.
For me or for her. Like, I feel like we just need to grow and, you know, be friends and that's, you know, learn each other a little bit more before we even jump back into the relationship.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
She a cool girl. Like, if you fuck her, I will kill you.
Interesting.
My nigga.
Interesting.
If you fuck her, I will kill you. You dig it? Like,
Mill, you don't get it, bro?
No, I don't. It's never that serious. It's never that deep. Oh, God, it's never that deep.
It's that deep.
Pussy couldn't have been that good.
It's no, that it's that deep. No, it's that. I'm not running out. It's that deep.
Damn, for
it's
real?
It's that deep. It's
okay,
that
so,
deep.
Okay, so with you just being taken out of a relationship, that means you won't be getting into any relations. I'm not saying relationships. Mm-hmm. Relations with anybody this homecoming season, right?
What is relations?
Relations, as in...
You don't want that latex that I think I'm latex, so you better use a latex. Come on now.
I feel like when you break up with somebody, there's no restrictions onto what you can do. But I'm not gonna say I'm just out here fucking the whole world. No.
Right.
I'm chilling. Like, it is what it is. Like, I really double back home coming. Take me like
gotta be chill.
But I'm thinking because you're hurt, you know, you don't want to go out
am
there.
Am I hurt?
Ooh.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
I didn't ask that.
Am I hurt?
I didn't ask that.
Am I hurt?
Are you hurt?
I'm not hurt, y'all. I feel like this is... No. You think...
You just said you're about to kill somebody.
No.
How the fuck you not hurt? You just said you're about to kill somebody.
If you talk to my bitch, I'm going to kill you. But am I hurt? No, I'm not. I feel like it was a healthy... Like, after that first day and you sit back and you realize it was needed, you're not hurt. Mm. Come on now. Do y'all think I'm hurt?
Mm.
Y'all been seeing me out. You think I'm hurt?
Yeah, I know what hurt people look like. Hey, me and Mill both been hurt. Yeah, I know.
I'm feeling energy.
What
hurt look like. I'm feeling energy.
You gotta be like, bro, I ain't hurt, bro.
I'm not hurt.
Oh, God, I'm not hurt. Oh, God, I'm not hurt. I'll kill that bitch, though.
I'm good on
cops. Say the right thing during the game of Monopoly. I'm spazzing.
Chill. Nah, okay.
Chap.
Un poquito. A little bit of Spanish in there. Un poquito. That's
crazy. It's okay, though. Everybody goes. So what do y'all do when you go through a relationship, like what helps you get over that breakup?
Oh, you gotta go to the gym, bro.
Oh,
100%.
Come on, talk to me.
100%.
Okay, you have to go to the gym. You gotta, you know, at night get you that little blunt.
Okay.
If you smoke.
Okay.
And get you a little cup of wine and you good.
Okay. And you gotta turn on the tunes. You gotta turn on some tunes.
And I ain't gonna lie. Cause in the women don't work, bro. If trying to find another woman, it doesn't work.
It doesn't.
You're gonna be cycling through eight different bitches.
You're gonna
find the one that's gonna
be like, you're not hurt. I don't want you.
It's all comparison. That's all it is.
And that's fucked up. That's fucked up. We do that. But I'm not ready.
It's so fucked. It doesn't even matter how good the woman looks.
It doesn't.
She will. Bro,
she will never be hurt.
It's always going to be something that...
She will never be hurt. Come on.
She touches you, you'll be like, damn, she don't touch me.
She don't touch me the way you do.
You don't touch me the way you used to.
She's cooking.
What I'm used to.
You ain't cooking right. Like, it's not how she used to cook.
And then them hugs, they don't even feel the same.
They don't feel the
don't even feel the same.
They don't feel
like,
the same.
Yo, stay away from me. Stay away from me.
I don't want you.
I'm trying to tell you. So what's the tunes that y'all play? Like, what's the go-to tune?
Is it the kisses for me? Is it the kisses for me? Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you. Okay. Nice little plug. I like the nice little plug.
I got a song called Gave It All Up, and like, I made it around the time that we both kind of cheat on each other. But now it hits way more because it's like we really gave it all up.
Okay.
So it's like, shit, I'll be listening to it. I'm going to probably send her the song during homecoming when I'm
trying. That's how you I did the same.
I'm listening to the song and be like, just listen, mama.
Y'all made a song? Y'all are talented.
I don't even release my shit.
I just sent an old school song to her and I was like, yo.
Did she text back?
No.
Oh, listen. Her ex sent her an old school song, so I can't do that because she didn't text her back.
What?
I can't do that.
I'm so hurt right now.
I said my song. She started making critiques. Ooh. I was like, what the fuck?
Bitch, what?
I think you need to mix it a little bit better. Like, what the
fuck? Mix and master.
If you would have came in with the verse and then did the hook, like, I said, what the fuck? I said,
are you crazy?
I said, I dissed your new nigga. What? You just going to ignore that part?
Boom. She said, fuck you, really. That's crazy.
But a song I was listening to when I was heartbroken is called Alone by Deontay Hitchcock. When I say that, he said, maybe I'm better off alone. Boy, I felt that note, bro. I felt that motherfucker. What you be listening to, Mill?
Listen. It's so cliche. But that... Cups of the rosé. Bitches in my old phone.
I said bitches in my old phone.
I should call one and go home.
I've
been in this club too long.
Yes! I'm listening to that Mariah Scientist All For Me, though.
Ooh, how does that go?
It'd be like, what does she have on me? What does she have? That's my shit.
You heard the vocals.
What's that song with Young Blue and Drake?
Young Blue. She's mine.
That's another one.
Anything by Tory Lanez, I gotta fuck with. Like when he started off. I hope you find somebody more toxic.
Okay.
And y'all go through way more arguments than we did.
Uh-huh.
Y'all go through way more arguments than needed.
Uh-huh.
You better give him the same fucking treatment.
Bitch. Like, what? Don't let no nigga hit it.
Hold up. And I'm over here singing my lungs out.
I got a whole playlist, bro.
Tears rolling.
Yeah, tears rolling.
Why we being sad right now?
I was hurting, gang. I ain't gonna lie.
Even though we don't talk like we used to. I still watch your page just so I can check on you.
Ooh.
And I know that you don't love me like you used to.
No.
But I ain't never loved you before, and I think I love you.
Love.
Yeah, we want you. Hold on.
One more. Put on a smile, bro.
Hey. You are a sad nigga.
Hey, I was sad, bro.
But you got your girl back at the end of the day.
You had to fight, though.
You had to fight.
It was a fight. Hold up.
I respect that. Jada looking like, y'all are some sad ass. Look at you like, y'all
I don't even know
sad.
How to be. I'm going to have to
listen to. What you listen to?
Exactly.
Especially that Mariah Scientist.
Hold up.
Let's hear it.
I'm out with my friends that I ain't thinking about you.
But I'm not, though. Not with the friends. When I'm by myself, I'm thinking about you, man.
You can't be by yourself in a breakup.
You can't.
Can't be by yourself.
But you have to.
You have to, though.
Because you have to give yourself that
first
week.
Come on,
that first week, I got to be around people.
Because
if I'm by myself, them dangerous thoughts be coming through.
Them self-harmful thoughts be coming through.
I gotta have some people around me for that first week.
I'm the opposite, bro. I was like, bro, I just want to be by myself, bro. Don't even come around. Bro, I don't want nobody to see me like this, bro.
I'm a girl. I could really be in my emotions with my friends, and they could tell me like, "Bitch, you're tripping." Like,
you know what?
Help me through this.
And see, you know what happened when Trey cried to me?
This nigga started laughing.
Wait a minute. Wait, this nigga started laughing.
Oh my god. Yeah. No, no, it wasn't to him. It was around him. We was in the middle of a game of Monopoly, bro. And my ex, my ex had said some wild ass. Like literally, we was playing Monopoly, bro. And I had texted her, and I was like, something. And she had said some wild shit, bro.
What she said?
I was like, I forgot.
You didn't forget.
I swear to God, I forgot.
It was some.
It was bad. I don't remember what it said.
Okay.
But she had said something, bro. I had left the table. I started sitting over there, bro. And as soon as I left the table, bro, Amelia was. Bro, I went to a chair facing the other way. It was a basketball game one, bro. No, I started watching the basketball. I don't even like that college basketball.
Did you cry?
That nigga turned to the side. That nigga turned to the side. Yes. And then he looked out the window. I almost fucking died right. Riding this nigga's face,
everybody else
bro.
Were like, damn, bro, it's okay. This nigga be.
You ain't shit. Mill the fake friend.
No. No, really, really.
Oh, it's getting hot.
What it
getting
is? Hot. It is hot
it's
as fuck.
Hot. It's hot.
It is
hot as fuck.
I can't even turn that motherfucker.
Y'all ain't even take a shot yet. Take a shot.
Sheesh.
Hold on, let me see about. Go ahead, T. I'm seeing.
But listen. It's not that I'm a fake friend. It's just that I don't even know how to handle my own emotions.
Right.
Let alone another nigga's.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But at least he was vulnerable to cry. Like, my thing is.
That's what I love.
I've been vulnerable. Like, I'm not going to lie. I texted her. I was like, I miss you. She said, I don't want to lie to you. Ooh. I don't want to false hope. I'm like. Ah! I'm like, hey, I'm crying to the friends. I'm like, Jada, you remember we got drunk outside that party? Jada, you remember we got drunk and I'm just.
Now that's dangerous.
It's right bad when you get drunk and you cry, but when you drunk and you with your, like now I'm growing. Mm-hmm. But at first,
I'm gonna go put on the tank,
it's like I miss you.
I feel it.
But you know, now it's not.
Like I said, I just don't know how to handle emotions for real. So I'm working on that. So when he brought his emotion, I respect him though.
I
respect him for being manly enough to cry in front of other niggas.
Yeah, that's real.
That's real shit right there. No. I'm dead ass. I respect that. He will never catch me crying in front of his ass, though. That's just me personally. That's
just
me personally.
You ain't found that love yet, though.
Nah, I found it. I've cried. You ever do that mirror cry?
Ooh, that's that light skin shit, though. They already say I'm light skin, but.
Come on now.
That mirror cry hit different. Like, when you just look at you look at yourself, right? You just like. And you just fix your lips to just. You just start crying.
Yo, you make eye contact with yourself.
Like
nigga,
are you serious?
Are you really about to do this shit right now?
About to do
and
it.
Then you get uglier. You just start like, damn, you really fucking sitting here crying by yourself in a fucking mirror.
I've been praying though a lot. And I think that helps.
Praying
in the shower every day.
Who do you pray to?
A God. I don't know which God.
You just out there praying.
I just pray to a God.
You just out there
you
praying.
Feel me? I don't claim, you know, it should get wicked, but I pray. I have a connection with God, and I pray every day in the shower. And we talk about everything. No weird shit.
Okay.
Is that
okay.
Not P?
No, that's P as fuck. That's P as fuck that you're even able to admit that. That's P as fuck. That's P as fuck.
I love God. You don't love God.
What's wrong with you?
My God.
Quick wardrobe change.
Quick wardrobe change.
All right. We got to get moving.
Yo, stop talking.
How the fuck are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, bro. The Falcons caught a dub today, bro. First dub of the season. I feel great. Fort Valley won yesterday. Yes, we couldn't say that last year.
We hard.
Aren't we undefeated?
And I win every game.
We're fucking undefeated.
If you've seen this, take a shot. Because we're 4-0.
Undefeated,
every game last year, bro. I was just disappointed every game.
We was playing like the Falcons last year.
Yeah. We started off good. I started off like 2-1.
Yeah.
Season went to shit after that.
Did we win our last homecoming game?
Yeah, but we played somebody ass. I don't even know
who
played
this year. I think we're going to win this year.
Like, more.
Yes, Mel.
Hey.
You bring me some pasta?
They didn't bring us. They didn't bring me none.
That's crazy as fuck.
What about me? Okay.
Hey, you're right. You're right as fuck.
Let's get out the heartbreak, please, though.
All right, my bad. But yeah. I'm doing great.
You're doing good. Because you're back happy.
I was happy regardless. You know what I'm saying? I had muscle.
I mean, I think that I'm doing okay.
I found a gym when I broke up. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, now the gym is your soulmate. No I ain't cap. Gonna lie. You gotta
no
just.
Cap.
Yeah. How are you doing today, Millie? I see you waiting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm Gucci. You know what I'm saying? I'm Gucci. I finished out all my work. Like I said, this is my first time celebrating.
Me too, my nigga. I ain't got no work to do this week.
All right, this week I'm going crazy. Well, aside from editing, we gotta keep that work going.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta keep that work.
Yeah. We might miss a couple of days now. I ain't gonna lie. We might miss a couple of posts.
Wait, ain't y'all throwing a party?
Who, us?
Yes.
Yes.
The Boo
yes.
Boys.
Yes, we
they
are.
Party. Okay.
Yeah, they are. We throwing two.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be one during the day from like
12 to 6.
12 to 6, mm-hmm. And then it's gonna be one right after that. It's a house like 15-20 minutes away that we're gonna use for it.
Damn.
Not 15-20, like probably like 8-9.
Y'all charging niggas to get in?
Absolutely not.
Nah.
No, they're not.
Good. Everything's free.
So it's homecoming. Do y'all like house parties or clubs better?
I like.
Go ahead. house parties for sure. Fuck Showtime. Fuck Shaggy's. Like, it's just like, but we do the same shit every time. Can we get in a house? Can we see a different venue? Something like. Then they want to charge $20. This is not the ATL. Like,
I'm trying to tell you.
They don't have no food. The drinks don't be. Like, come on. Hold on. I fuck with the promoters, but the clubs, I just don't fuck with them.
See, I getting free. So, like.
Because
I have a day. So, I like. Okay, I like the club parties because we not throwing it. Because I don't go to anybody else's house party.
Yeah.
So, it's like.
Yeah. But hold on. Let me refer. I get in free too.
Yeah.
Because I'm Sky Blue. You know what I mean? Like, I get in free, but it's just not. It's we do the same shit every day.
But it's I ain't got to worry about cleanup. So whenever we throwing a house party, we throwing it. So now I gotta wait till 3 o'clock in the morning till everybody leave. You gotta kick niggas out, start playing Blues Clues music and shit.
And they still be turning.
Baby Shark, the whole
like, baby Shark,
like, damn. When what's that song? Damn,
and they should come on.
Yeah, that's when it's time to go,
and we don't realize it because we be so drunk, we still trying to turn up.
And when you hear that shit,
that's time to turn up.
Because I let you. As soon as that, it's time to go.
That electric slide,
means it's ready for you to go.
That's how
much
it is.
When I start hearing that bullshit, that means it's time to go home. That doesn't mean turn up to the bullshit. That means go.
Why does it sound so good?
Go to bed.
Why does it sound so good? Yeah, but y'all don't ever had a guts to kick us out. So that's on y'all.
Because, like, they y'all gonna be like, man, these niggas, they lame before. They kicked us out. But the party was still lit, bro.
Y'all nigga lame.
Y'all nigga lame. Y'all nigga
lame. We gonna talk shit regardless. So pick your poison.
But yeah, bro. So that's why I like, because I ain't gotta worry about cleaning up. I ain't gotta worry about preparation, putting money in. Yeah, all that shit. Like, club party, just show up, have fun.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I like the club a little bit better because at house parties, they always get shut down. It never fails.
Yeah.
It never fails. It's like as soon as the shit starts getting lit too, like the police is ready. They're sitting outside waiting for that shit to turn up.
But that's what makes the house party better, bro. Because the story is always amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And then we go to another house.
Busted in the house.
Then we go to another house and do the same thing. But our 12 been chilling on the house party. South Peach, they not fucking with us.
Oh no, for sure not.
I mean, because the kids be out there.
Yeah. Fuck them kids. It's our homecoming, bro.
Ooh, interesting.
I love the kiss-kiss though.
You feel me? I love the kiss.
It's our homecoming though, type shit. You feel me?
I feel it. But yeah, and then at house parties, come on now. The house parties that we have down here, they don't provide food for real. They don't provide drinks for real.
Y'all sound bad.
I went to a house party yesterday that provided food. It was a white guy's house.
Who house party you
went to? It was a white guy's house.
Out here?
It was out in Warner Robins.
You didn't invite us though.
Hey, my bad. That was on me. It was last minute though. They had pizza. And this is what was bad, bro. So they had liquor that they provided for people.
Right.
Termana, Hennessy, all that shit, right?
Okay.
My ass seen an inch and was about to take a mile. I was about to take a bottle with me. I ain't gonna lie. I tried to walk out that bitch with some pizza too. They had to stop me
but
at the door.
But do you expect house parties up here to have food and shit like that?
I would provide.
The Blue Boys don't even bring us food.
Oh, no. Now we be grilling chicken sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. I had to get your homegirl again, bro. She over there
now. Nah, that's crazy. But y'all don't have food. Y'all have that blue juice, but y'all never have food.
We have food.
Y'all
want to
get us drunk, but y'all don't want to feed us. What's the issue?
What's the issue?
Y'all let it get us drunk, but not feed us.
Bro, that's more money, bro. We broke. Fuck, we still in college, bro.
That is true.
We still in college.
But y'all like,
we got y'all the alcohol, the venue, all that. Y'all want.
But we had our upper class.
You got to pay for the venue, nigga. Stop.
Yeah, I heard y'all did have to pay for the venue. So yeah, that's cool.
No, I'm saying like we still have to pay to get in, right or wrong.
No. Like outside day parties?
Yeah.
No, we don't gotta pay to get in this shit.
Into the clubs?
Oh, we're not talking about the clubs.
Clubs is a different story.
Clubs? Did we talk about like outside?
We talking about like we had like that party on like when we do that party right there on front.
Because y'all be having free. Yeah, I mean it adds up. Y'all
and then we be having food. we had chicken at one time. But
I ain't go cap.
We ain't even hand that chicken out though, and I will tell y'all why because it's over with. Y'all don't even remember this.
We had chicken after the Wiggle Like a Sigma though.
Yeah.
Larry had gave me two pieces.
Okay, so but the time we had that party on Front Street, bro.
Last basketball homecoming.
Was it basketball?
It was basketball homecoming.
Bro, all right. So we told not could because basketball homecoming was late last year.
It was like,
It was one. No, it was our charter day. That's what it was. It was charter day. We told our neos. We told two of our neos. Like, hey, bro, clean the chicken. These niggas took all the skin off the chicken. So this chicken had no skin on it. Yes. So they
know. I didn't teach them shit but strolls.
But I'm like, damn, like nigga, you don't know how to clean chicken.
I didn't teach them shit but strolls, bro.
And what made it worse, bro, the nigga who did it was older than me.
Yeah.
Damn. So I'm like, you've been on this planet for 24 years and you don't know how to clean no damn chicken.
Niggas never gave they knew how to cook though. Not all niggas know how to cook.
That's facts. True. So stop. That's facts.
I know that's for facts. A fact I don't.
I wouldn't skin the chicken though.
They peeled the skin off.
That's some stupid shit.
Right? I would have just put it in water.
So we had to. Right. So what we had to do was goddamn smoke the shit. We had to smoke the chicken. The chicken was taking 3-4 hours to cook. Ain't nobody. We ain't even get no chicken.
I got some. Who ate the chicken though? Because I had me a piece.
We was handing it out. We was just hoping that y'all got to the point where y'all didn't even remember how that chicken tasted. You remember how that chicken tasted? It tasted so good. That's why we had to wait to start giving it out.
No skin on the chicken. It was amazing.
We had to smoke.
Shit was amazing.
Man, that shit was. That's why we won't do chicken no more, bro. We can't trust these niggas.
But I tell you, we're like a Sigma. That chicken was straight with some old heads in the house.
Yeah.
Grilling that shit. Had the boots on. Shit was too good. Okay.
Homecoming.
Let's see what we got planned. Yeah, we got an itinerary. We got an itinerary. Okay. Where we at? Where is it at? You put it in there?
Yeah, it's in there. You don't see it?
Oh, my bad.
No, that's my nephew. You said I'm the prime example of
a slut. No, I'm just playing.
Growth since you came back.
I'm the prime example of give a nigga an inch to take a mile.
You are.
Oh, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what you said. That's you.
Oh, and I was saying women are so player nowadays. They really are. Y'all women are.
So wait.
Yeah. Okay. Yesterday.
Yes, thirsty. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. All my sisters is capital P. It don't matter. She's still capital P. She's still a capital P. So all my sisters nowadays. Capital P.
So I seen a girl that I was fucking with yesterday. And she just dapped me up like a nigga. Like I was her homie.
And you should have loved that.
And I loved it.
I said, I loved it.
Hey, we was literally vibing that whole night. Because I'm like, shit. Yo, you ain't going to act like I fucked you. I ain't going to act like I.
But you did fuck her, though.
I did. But it was so P of her for her to do that. I seen another female. Then she goes, talks to her other niggas and whatever I was doing.
See, you was assuming, though. You don't know if that was her other niggas.
No, they was grabbing on her and shit like that. But, you know,
That wasn't very P of them.
I wasn't tripping. It wasn't on me. I wasn't mad or anything.
Right.
So females was coming up to me talking to me, right? Uh-huh. And then she comes up to me and she was like, stop talking to these ugly hoes. You could do a little bit better. I said, oh!
Damn,
that
little sister.
I said, yo, she is so pee. She is so fucking pee, bro. I said, damn, she's so fucking playing.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie. The girls be pee.
That shit was pee.
I had a girl text me. No, we're going to chill.
Go ahead.
We're going to chill.
Swear to God. Remember I said I miss her.
We're going to chill. But these girls be pee for real. And I'm going to be real. I learned from my sis the best. It's just bad. Like, they're too pee. I'm not going to put them on the spot. But if you know my sis, you know my sis.
Okay.
If you know my sis, you know my sis. And they're too pee. Like, you would never know.
And there was a second scenario later on that night, right?
Slut.
No, I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. But it was a second scenario, and this girl, she was driving her nigga's scat pack. Like, this nigga had a whole Hellcat. This nigga had a whole Hellcat.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you gonna bring me dinner on Monday? Because she works at the... Damn, I'm blowing up her spot.
Yeah, you're doing...
She was like, you gonna bring me some food?
Hold y'all, full clip on Patreon. I'm opening up Patreon. full clip on Patreon.
She was like, you gonna bring me some food on Monday and all this? And so, yeah, I was like, yeah. She gave me a kiss during a party and shit like
that. Like on the lips?
Unfortunately, I could have done a little bit better. I was just little
tipsy. You have a bum bump, nigga.
I was just tipsy, though.
And that's cool. Wait, finish your story before I go.
And then the last thing, at the end of the party when she left, she gave me a kiss, and she drove off in that nigga's scat. I was like, God damn.
She burned rubber in that nigga's scat, nigga.
I'm hearing her down the street burning rubber in this nigga's scat.
And she kissed you?
Yes. That shit was sad as fuck. But it was pee.
I would have asked to drive his car. I respected it, though.
No, we not driving no other nigga car. Actually, yes, I'm going to take a picture and send it to him.
No, fuck that. I just want to see what. I ain't never drove a scat before, bro. I want to see what it
I'm
feel
petty
like.
Though,
I
wanted y'all
to
ask.
I wanted to ask
to drive a car, bro.
But y'all are boys. I could be petty with these because these niggas don't like me off rip because they think I'm fucking a hoe.
Okay.
I'm gonna be petty with you. I'm gonna get in the car with her. Like I'm gonna drive off. Actually, you feel me? But nah, I ain't gonna lie. Like a hoe wasn't pee, but she like came up to me and she was like, "I'll put my tongue down your throat, like in front of everyone."
That's not pee though.
I backed up. I'm like, ooh.
She blowing up your spot.
She's blowing too, and I don't even want you.
Don't even know you.
I don't know your name.
Is she a big girl?
She was thick.
Yeah. They tend to do that. They tend to get real bold. From my experiences, sometimes they tend to get a little too bold.
I can't get with that because if I'm not going up to, I would do that to a hoe. I would. I'll be like,
Hell nah.
In front of everybody.
It's just like look at us.
Look at us.
It depends on what the girl look like. I ain't gonna lie.
For real?
Yeah. If she's bad and I'm OD fuck drunk, that. I'm gonna do it.
Nah. I like to keep my shit private. I'll go into the back and then say something. But I can't do it in front of everybody. That's crazy. So she did it in front of everybody?
Everyone. Bro? I had to take a step back to my friends because, like, you feel me? My ex was around. So I'm like, you're not finna. No. But I told her, I was just like, you know. Y'all ever had a bitch want to fuck y'all so bad? And she's like, why do you want to fuck me so bad? Like, what do you?
I ain't that player, bro.
Neither am I.
Let me shut the fuck up.
I'm a 2P. You 2P, right?
Let me shut the fuck up.
I ain't never had that before.
I'm just saying, but it's like, why do you want to do that so bad? You don't know. Man,
why are you chasing me, bro? Like, come on,
I feel it.
I'm the man. I'm supposed to be the nigga on the hunt. Like, why are you hunting me?
I've never searched for you. I never.
Okay.
Are we all sluts?
No, I'm wholesome.
Oh, yeah, you're
I have a girlfriend.
He wholesome as fuck.
My guy, excuse me.
I just be to myself.
Right, I'm chilling. So.
That's what hoes say.
No. Every time.
Look, I'm chilling.
I ain't gonna lie. Every time a girl say I'm chilling, I don't trust that shit.
Hell no.
You ain't so chilling.
Question.
I'm focusing on me.
Question. Wait. That's cap.
That's cap. I'm focusing on you.
You're not focusing on you.
You're focusing on other people.
You're focusing on you through other people.
You focused on another dick. Stop lying. Stop fucking lying.
So y'all telling me she fucking?
Huh?
Probably. She gonna fuck me to fuck?
Yeah.
But she gonna come
probably.
Back.
Yeah.
Hey, you just gotta accept reality. Don't think about shit like that. Yeah. Do not think about shit like
it's
that.
It's possible.
Though. Get that shit out of your head.
It's like who? Hold on. Let me. Who out here is better than me?
And that's fine. That's fine.
That's why she gonna come.
She
back.
Gonna come back. She gonna realize. She
but it's
has
like,
to realize
why would you
that,
do
though.
That though? Like,
she has to realize that
to learn a lesson.
She has
they
to realize
it.
Y'all are, gonna ruin. Y'all are gonna fuck her up tonight. No.
She just has to realize, like, hey, damn, maybe there isn't nobody that can compare to her.
And that's just fact.
And that's fact.
Because if I'm telling you there's nobody that compare to you, you got to, you know, feel the same way.
Right. Exactly.
But question,
this is the worst time to be broken up with somebody.
It's though. It's the retrograde.
Or the, it depends.
I've been blaming on the
retrograde. I wish you really just said that shit. Shit's about to get real weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Venus is in retrograde.
But no, I have a real question for y'all. Like,
okay, what's up?
Y'all knowing me, like, and I'm mm-hmm. saying I'm chilling. Do y'all actually think I'm chilling?
Oh, hell no. Nah. Come on now.
I don't, chilling is relative.
Mm. Chilling is relative stomach.
What is chilling to everybody? What is chilling to one person is chilling to another
person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm chilling.
Some niggas can be chilling and actually be chilling. Some niggas can be chilling and go up 20 bodies. Like,
hey.
It's just your definition of chilling.
Hey, it happens.
I have not caught on nobody's yet.
Yet?
I'm not
at all.
At all. It's been last Thursday. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Can I grieve?
Grieve. Exactly.
Can I grieve?
So there's no need to put that yet right there, especially when you know she's your wife.
Mm.
Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Yo, chill.
Why are you doing? Listen.
Why she sleep?
Listen, that's my Twinsky for life.
Lifers.
For a lifer. She gonna see just in. Drag my shit. I'm not gonna lie. But don't put it out.
This shit, this podcast has gotten us caught.
Yeah.
Like,
y'all got me.
I'd have missed it. Screen recordings. Like, why?
Screen
like,
recordings, my nigga.
Hour long in.
I've been cut off completely, nigga. Completely.
From the podcast?
Yes, cut off completely.
Y'all gonna, this is not my, no. Y'all
it's a wrap.
It's okay, though, because I want to be, like I told y'all, hey, I don't want to be in a relationship.
It's, tell her it's entertainment purposes.
I'm a rapper. She knows that. I told her that. I'm
exactly. So, honestly, they really can't confirm any of this.
Man, really, no, I just put a dirt warning. This
listen,
shit is
we're dirt
all
this
cap.
This is all cap.
All cap.
This shit is all fake.
This is all fake.
But I really do miss you, though. No cap.
That's
all cap.
All cap. All fake. All cap.
Oh,
look
man.
Good.
Oh, my God, man. All right, so what can we be expecting from you in the future?
Okay, so last time I came on my rapping shit, but I really been singing. Like, I really been R&B.
Heard.
You heard?
Yeah.
I'm just in my bag. Like, I feel like it's not a lot of stud singers. And, like, I can sit, like, bro, my shit is hard. I'm in my bag. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of, like, singing shit. Maybe it's because
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at you.
No, yes, he's
not. Yeah, fucking bag, twang.
Yeah, fucking bag, twang.
She can't
lift her head up.
And we're going to drink again. Don't worry about it. But not, like, I've really been on my singing tip. Like, I don't want to rap no more for real. Because I've been... When you sing, you get a lot of shit out. And it's better to, like, motherfuckers care what you saying. When I'm rapping, like, I just want to shoot a nigga, kill a nigga, you know.
Right.
Things of that nature.
But singing, yeah, thank you. All cap. But not singing is really, like, becoming, like, I love that shit. I think I want to be R&B singer now.
What inspired that? What inspired that change?
My twin, he's a singer. His name's Singer Slime. And, like, every time I get a studio with him, he make me sing. And, like, he's the only nigga that can make me sing. It's crazy, like. He'll write, like, we'll talk about real shit, and he'll come back with a whole song just about everything.
Which aspect of music do you enjoy more now that you've been exploring both?
As in, like, rapping and singing?
Yeah, rapping and singing.
Singing. Because it's like when you in the, no cap, we're going to have to do a studio vlog.
Okay.
Like, y'all come out to the studio, but when you're in the studio, singing is just, like, different. You might hit that note, you might not, but it's like, when you feel it, you can hear it.
Yeah.
But I do love to rap, though. Like, I'll freestyle quick, but singing is just, I feel like gonna take me further than rapping for sure. Because, nigga, you know how many rappers it is?
Not a lot of people.
It's not a lot of. Listen, I show a motherfucker I sang on camp. They're like, Sky, this you? Like, what? I'm like, yes.
Because honestly, if we keep it a stack, almost anybody can rap. Almost anybody can rap. As long as you match some shit up, almost anybody. It won't be good.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of singers that can actually sing.
It's really not. And my shit's hard. Like, I'm not just. If my shit was ass, you know, I wouldn't be promoted. But my shit's actually hard. Niggas is like, yo, you really can sing. It's auto-tune, but you got to manipulate it. It's not just easy. Like, it's, yeah, so.
I feel it.
But I got to, I'm trying to drop some shit after homecoming when everybody been caught cheating and. listen, y'all gonna lose y'all bitch this homecoming. Like, it's sick, and y'all gonna be listening to my shit crying.
This is the first, like, this is the first all out homecoming since
2019. Yeah,
yeah, like this. Yeah, because 2020, we didn't have a homecoming.
It wasn't all that.
Last year, you still had restrictions. This is unrestricted.
This is the first.
Police ain't shutting nothing down. This is just fun.
Yeah.
This is probably like the worst time to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And, I had to cut ties.
And I commend her for that. I commend her for that. Like, right before homecoming, you're 2P, man.
So, and that's a perfect, that's your target audience right there. That. Let them know that's your target audience.
Yeah,
like,
heartbreak
shit.
Is my
been
target.
Caught cheating? Here you go.
I got something for you.
If you got cheated on, like, I speak from both perspectives because I done the cheat, do the cheating and got cheated on. I'm not going to lie. Like, everybody get cheated, but nobody won't be cheated on. Y'all heard about it.
Everybody want to be cheated.
No. Everybody been cheated.
Everybody been cheated.
But nobody want to be cheated on. And don't let that go over your head.
No, that's some real
shit. And then
shit.
Another thing I've been saying, y'all got to get on it. I'm not going to pay you what you want. I'm going to pay you what you worth.
I'm
going to pay you what you worth, not what you want. So you want that 3, 5, and 50, I'm going to pay you 25.
Because that's what you worth.
Because that's what you worth.
It's grass being there.
This cut was 25. I see the parcel. It was really worth 15.
No,
you know
cap. Who you went to?
She.
Me too. I pay him 20. I didn't give him the 5 yet. And he see me out.
That's a real genuine question. How much do you fucking pay for sheet?
She, I pay 20 every time.
I pay 20.
I'm
not paying.
This nigga, she has been finessing my ass. I ain't gonna lie.
Look, he tried to hit me with that, like, 25. No, I'm gonna give you 20.
Yeah, I've been getting him 20 this whole time.
Crazy. And then I just started paying back to get my hair done. No.
Y'all get that boy 20.
You've been finessing.
20 skis.
Yeah.
I've
been fucking with she. She's like, he was.
Freshman year, I've been fucking with him.
And I'm a right, my first year here.
I'm a new customer.
Yeah, my first year here, he was just a local teenager that went to Peach County High School that was cutting hair at majors. And see, I was going to him back then.
I've been getting my
hair
cut.
He used to scrape the shit out my. I was. He done fucked up my hairline. I done been through it with she.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I ain't gonna lie. I told she he fucked my shit up, and he was like, "Yeah, we gonna get you back right." Like, yeah, nigga, you gonna get 20.
You was there, so that's why y'all get 20.
Yeah, because
y'all was there when he was struggling. Cause then I'll be damned if he fucks up on me. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna fix it though. Yeah, he will fix it. It was a point in time where I had stopped because he fucked me up bad, twin. Like it was so bad.
He pushed my shit bad. Like.
No, hey, she the good barber. Don't stop.
She's great. She's great.
He's
goaded.
He's doing my cut before I go. But later on this week, I gotta wait till Wednesday.
He said he's not cutting this week, twin.
Wednesday he leaves.
He said he's done.
Wednesday he leaves.
Damn,
you might need to get in there tomorrow.
Yeah, damn, I'm about to go to.
Yeah, he said he's done after today. So
had to sneak in. I had this. It was the year before last year, bro. This nigga, she like, I guess I was on the phone with my sister and I was telling her, I was like, "Hey, Jessica, like the world getting crazy." It was 20. I'm like, I think I need a gun. Like, I'm gonna get a gun. So I'm sitting here. I'm on the phone with my sister, and as soon as I get off the phone, he finished the cut. So I'm talking, I'm moving, I talk. I know that. Right. So I finished the cut, I pay him, and then I FaceTime my boy Reef. Cause I'm like, man, this shit's, cause he do a nice fade, bro. Your shit looks
this shit sharp. I sweated mine out, but this shit was good before today.
I called my nigga Reef, bro. My nigga Reef said, "Hold up, do like this real quick." I said, "Oh shit." No. Cause as soon as he said that, I said, "Oh, I see it." Bro, my hairline went.
I'm still growing hair from the fucking, you feel me, the cut.
I was like, damn. That nigga said, "It looked good though, but that nigga fucked your hairline." And that's what made the hairline fuck up worse. Cause it was so sharp. And you know, she
had it was sharp.
It was sharp and crooked. Sweat off. Crooked ass hairline, bro. I still fuck with you though, she.
Yeah, she's hard. Amon's hard too.
Amon's hard too.
We're gonna give everybody their guys.
I haven't been to Amon yet, but I'll say he's hard when he shows me his worth. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel that.
So I see that you haven't posted in a minute either, though. Like, put out any new music.
Right.
What's been going on with that?
And I've been slacking, y'all. Like, I've been becoming a student. Y'all ain't been seeing I've been on my community service shit. Like,
ooh, okay.
Me, I'm trying to change, better myself. I'm telling y'all, like, I hate to bring it back to the break. I hate to bring it back to, you know, negative things, but... negative things bring a greater you, like for real.
You need to go through something that hurts you. You need to.
Yeah, to like turn you up.
Yeah, you need something.
I've been going to class. No, I haven't. But I've been trying to go to class. I've been talking to my professors, you feel me? Like,
gotta do that.
I've been doing good. Like, I've been writing. I'm gonna get back in the studio. Like, we're gonna do a studio vlog for sure.
Mm-hmm. I fucks with it.
But like, yeah, I'm gonna drop music. I don't know.
So now your priorities are more into school then?
They are, but they're about to get turned off and back onto music. Because everybody, like, I dropped these three snippets, like, not too long ago. And everybody's like, "Yeah, you need to drop, like, so I forgot you did music type shit." If motherfuckers come up to me telling me, "Oh, I forgot you did music," promoter, you know Shelly?
Yeah.
He coming up to me like, "Do you even rap still?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got to do me. Like, I got to come back out with it." But I know I'm a pop when I do it.
Right.
All humble shit. But, like, you know. Notice still going crazy, too. And Classic was true. I want to do a video for that.
That shit was hard.
Homecoming shit is hard. Like, I want to perform, do shit like that, get more known. And, you know, Fort Valley going to fuck with you regardless.
That's what I will say, bro. You could put dog shit and post it on Instagram. Fort Valley motherfucker. Is this nigga at my school, bro? He see dog shit. He take pics. That shit so hard, bro. Nigga, I swear to God.
Fort Valley show you support, especially if you know you want your shit. Look like some, like, they gonna support you.
And I ain't gonna, cause I can't, I ain't gonna, my old school has some hating ass niggas, I ain't gonna lie.
Where you from?
I'm from Atlanta, but I went to NCCU, it was some hating ass niggas out there. That's back when I was trying to rap.
Mm-hmm. You was rapping to him?
Yeah.
We gotta do a track.
Oh yeah. But what happened? Damn. I had a concert, bro. Like a show, I performed for the school.
For the school,
it was like, I forgot the name of it was a dance troupe. I think it was Curve Appeal. And they needed people to perform their intermissions.
Yeah.
I went up there. Before I even went up there and started rapping, right, they was like, oh my God, another rapper. Everybody think they can rap. That's all you can hear in the crowd, bro. That's all. I still got video footage from this shit. Bro, oh my God. When I say I started rapping, as soon as I got off the stage, everybody was like, hey, I ain't gonna lie. When you said you was a rapper, I thought you was gonna be trash, especially because you're from Atlanta. Yeah. But I was actually pretty decent.
I didn't know you rapped at all.
Yeah, I stopped. I don't know why I stopped. I just didn't feel like doing it no more.
You got to be consistent. And that's one thing I learned. I'm not consistent.
Yeah.
You have to be consistent in this shit.
That's for anything, though.
That's what, like, with y'all on this shit. Yeah.
With content creation, we have to stay consistent.
But y'all been going up, though.
But it's because we post every day, but sometimes we be like...
I think we got a
But
video.
Do y'all not remember the first podcast in the room to... Ooh. I'm at Kaisen House? Like, ooh, come you, on.
That's crazy. That's true.
Y'all need y'all flowers.
Yeah, we was definitely in the room, man. There, no camera, no lights. Mm-mm.
No camera, no light. And it still was hard.
Yeah.
And LaKim was there. We was drinking.
It was fun.
Yeah,
that was a fun night.
That was fun.
That was fun as fuck.
That was fun as hell.
I was drunk, but that was fun. that was fun, like, for real.
What time we at right now?
I don't even know, 20.
An hour and 20.
49 minutes.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna have to come back on the podcast.
Oh, for sure. Right, I'm gonna have to come back. So we gonna take this shot on Cam. Okay. I'm gonna take this shot on
Cam. Hold on, okay, I got one more question.
All right, go.
I ain't ready to wrap up. What the fuck?
It's okay.
I've been holding it. Whatever the fuck I was trying to say. We'll see when we play it back. But I've been watching this Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
Dom.
I want to watch it so bad.
My nigga Dom.
That nigga's crazy. I just want to know how y'all feeling about it.
I love him.
All right.
I love him.
Whoa. We gonna get into that. But not even on the aspect of him as a person. I just don't think, like, we should be reliving and visualizing.
Oh shit!
Serial killers.
It's fantasizing like this shit. You're giving them a spotlight.
Yes, these demonic niggas. This nigga's evil. This nigga had a whole satanic.
And then they already have a movie with him. You remember the nigga that did Austin and Ally?
They had a movie
with him playing Jeffrey Dahmer.
I didn't even know that.
It was a movie. So when it came out, I was like, I thought this was a rerun. No, it's a new fucking thing.
Yeah, like, because they got this shit with Jeffrey Dahmer. I ain't even watched the Ted Bundy shit yet.
Nah, Ted Bundy. Okay, wait, hold on. I have a question. Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer?
I don't know. I ain't watched it.
Ted Bundy was smooth, though.
Yeah, Ted Bundy had the hoes for sure.
He was smooth.
I mean, but if you think about it, Jeffrey Dahmer had the hoes, he was just niggas.
Jeffrey Dahmer was gay.
Yeah,
he had niggas though. He was eating niggas' asses, wasn't he?
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was out there eating niggas'
asses. He was eating niggas' asses.
Like steak.
Yeah.
Cooking it.
Would y'all eat a bitch heart?
No.
Oh, what the fuck?
I wouldn't eat a heart. I wouldn't even eat a cow heart.
Can you pass the bottle, son?
You could have just walked in front of the camera. You finna risk your whole life, the equipment.
It looked like they're ready to go to the party.
This goddamn light was about to come down. Everything.
Camera was finna knock over.
Wait, so you saying, okay, so y'all
no
didn't.
Free promotion,
y'all didn't.
No
free promotion, oh, my fault. Turn it this way.
Please pay us, man.
So Ted Bundy, you said?
Oh, yeah, Ted Bundy for sure.
Ted Bundy.
Okay.
And the reason why the reason why I think that we glorify this is because, shit, we live such normal lives.
That's true.
When we see some crazy shit, we interested. Niggas is really thinking like this?
Niggas is killers like this?
Niggas, no cap. He broke the system. We're sitting here. This nigga stepped outside of the system. Like, damn, you really did that?
I'm on episode nine, so don't say anything. I just found it crazy, bro, how these white niggas can just go out and kill hella people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about hella niggas going missing.
Because you gotta think about it. If it was racist already, nobody gives a fuck about black people.
Yeah.
You're killing black people.
And then my girl Glenda was calling every day.
That's what I don't like. But she's black, though.
That's facts.
They don't give a fuck.
That's facts.
Hey, babe.
I feel bad for the 14-year-old. All them other men, it's like, you could have stood up. At the end of the day, you're a man. You could beat this nigga ass.
But it's not like he made him comfortable first, and then he drugged him.
So it's like,
I'm calling it homophobic. He said they're gay, they go for anything.
In the show, those dudes, like, they was like, they didn't get a lot of love. So when they got love, it was like, damn, let me take this love.
And it's a white nigga, they probably thought he had money till they get to the spot and it smell like feces and blood and dead people.
I can't wait to watch this. Y'all let us know how y'all feel about this movie, this show, right?
This is just 10 episodes.
Let us know what you think about Ted Bundy.
Wildest shit I ever watched in my life.
No,
man.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Let us know what you think about Jeffrey Dahmer's
Hey, fuck
Netflix.
Jeffrey Dahmer. All my niggas hate Jeffrey Dahmer.
Fuck Dom Dom. But that nigga was a little pee.
We had Scott Blue with us, and y'all just sat down with us. Please like and comment on this video. Subscribe to the channel and follow us on everything. Listen to the millions everywhere. Also, check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Help us blow up, man.
Please.
We fuck with you if you fuck with us.
500. And then follow me on Instagram at skyyblue.music.
All her links will be down in the description along with ours. And please, come sit down with us. Peace.
Peace.
Music, entertainment, black culture, we're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.